This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Democrats' problems are not going away. Hunter Biden, for example, if the Democrats think that's going to go away, it's not. It's out of the news cycle, thankfully for them, because there's so much other lunacy happening with the Democrats. And what about Joe, the big guy, Biden? You think that's going to go away? When they're done with him and he's 80 years old, out not running for office again, we're going to go ahead and prosecute him. And you know what's going to happen? Oh, well, he's so demented and he didn't know what he was doing. And they're going to let him have a slide. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Other things that aren't going to go away is this January 6th nonsense. Kevin McCarthy, who will soon be House Majority Leader, taking over for Nancy Pelosi, said he's going to kick Adam Schiff and Nadler and others off of committees for what they've done for January 6th. Kevin, do more than that. Get rid of them. How about we do more than that? We censure them. We have recall votes. I don't know what the process is when congressmen intentionally lie, but how about we do something? How about arrest? How about retooling the Justice Department? How about that? Election rigging. They think it's going away. It is not going away. You know what Donald Trump has done? He has said, I'm never going to let you forget that this election was stolen from me. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what these rhino Republicans, these Lincoln Club Republicans and all others. I don't care what they tell you. I know the facts. And you know what's happening? People are starting to believe the facts. I just saw a poll. 60-something percent of people do not trust the media. They say the media is the biggest threat to the American Republic. We'll find that somewhere. I've seen it twice now. How is a poll like that allowed to leak out in the Politburo? How are the Gestapo letting people actually hear real people talking about, you know what, I don't trust that media. In fact, I see them as the real threat to humankind. I can show you numbers, folks. We could talk about this. If you look at this stuff and you interpret it the way they want you to see it, you will think as a conservative it's doom and gloom. If you look at it through the right eyes, if you look at it from everything happening around you, it's easy to see what's happening. And you know what else is easy to see? Why Democrats will never quit cheating. You want to know why? Because they can't win otherwise. It's that simple. You want to know what else the Democrats have a problem with because it's not going to go away? This crappy economy, particularly the economy based on inflation that everybody's beginning to see. Fuel prices through the roof. Do you think the snatch and grab robberies and the shoplifting and the $1,000, you can steal up to $1,000 in many states around this country and not get arrested for a felony, and the other major crimes and the things that are happening are going to go away when Illinois is letting second-degree murderers out of jail on their own recognizance, when they're letting rapists out of jail on their own recognizance? Folks, all this is just for starters. That's just the domestic side of what happens when you put a brain-dead moron into office in the biggest coup and the most treasonous thing that's happened in this country, right in front of our faces, and you replace a guy who was competent. And don't forget that. You think what you want about Donald Trump, he was competent. You might not like his style, but he was competent. Let me ask you this. You know, it's funny how we have so much input on the president and his style. When you interview for a job at some big corporation that's got, you know, 200,000 employees, do you go, you know, I like to work here, but I really don't like the style of your CEO. Let me ask you this. Do you think that people who work for Elon Musk love his style? What about Jeff Bezos? Have you looked into him? What about Bill Gates? You like his style? Or do you care? Do you go, you know what? I'm glad I have a job that's got good insurance benefits that lets me build up my 401k. And do you spend any time thinking about the style of your CEO when you go home to play with the kids or go be with family or whatever? The short answer is pretty much no. As long as that stock price rises and your check cashes, that's what you care about. And you know when you'll stop caring? When that sucker starts to impact you negatively. And you know what we had? We had a chairman of the board, a CEO of this corporation called America, who made sure you had a 401k, that you had your insurance and could use it, that your kids could go to decent school, everything that you would want. You had child care at the job. You had everything you needed. And you know what you allowed somebody to do? To fire your CEO over nothing and replace him with a brain dead moron who was only out to steal from the company. That's what we did. That's what they did. We didn't do it. I'm not blaming y'all. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Lots to discuss today, folks. Fetterman in the news. The brain damaged Pennsylvania Senate candidate who could be Joe Biden's son.
Joe Biden, you know, Fetterman, he could have been my kid. Yeah, he's totally brain damaged. Yeah, I love that kid. Love that kid. I'm going to campaign with that kid.
Here's what Fetterman had to say recently about getting back to work.
Send me to Washington, D.C.
There you go. Send me to D.C. I will push back against work to work.
And who could blame him? I mean, after all, why work just to, well, work?
Fight legislation that requires workers to work. That's what I'll do. You send me to D.C. I will make sure that if you go to work, you don't actually have to work.
That sounds like a great Democrat platform if you ask me. See, that's the brain dead dude that can't process stuff, but there are, I don't know, a few hundred thousand people or so that want to see this guy get elected.
Yeah,
maybe a couple million. I don't know, maybe 81 million in Pennsylvania want to see him get elected. Why not just go for the gusto and tell us how great Fetterman is? He's the most popular senator ever. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, suddenly Dr. Oz was losing and Fetterman gets 81 million votes. Because you know what? I'd be just as likely to believe that as I believe that Joe Biden got his 81 million votes. Right? As I said, folks, lots to talk about. Glad you're with me. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mr. Fetterman, no. Are you satisfied with the progress of the bridge?
Don't worry, Fetterman wasn't able to answer. His wife answered for him and said he's not taking any questions right now. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yeah, Fetterman's having issues these days. We're going to play this quick clip of Fetterman doing a campaign stump speech where he's talking about work and what he's going to do in when he gets to D.C. representing Pennsylvanians for work.
Send me to Washington, D.C.
How goofy this guy looks. He's a big old lumbering looking dude. I went to school with a guy that looked like him. And I'm not trying to cast any aspersions because people look how they look. But this guy looks like a big old lumbering mold of meat. And his wife, you know, he's being led around. And he's a young guy. It's one thing for Biden, for Joe Biden to be leading, you know, Joe around by his ear. But it's another for this big guy who's 50 years old, he should just, I mean, look, I'm not telling him what to do, but holy cow, man, come on.
Seriously?
This is what you think Pennsylvanians want? You have a stroke and you can't even answer a simple question. But this is what Democrats want. I told you, they're weakest to lead. We talked about the big guy. What about his mental health? He won't take a mental health exam. But, by the way, here's Joe Biden. He's telling yet another lie. Listen to this.
My grandfather, Finnegan Scamby, would really be proud of me right now. No, I'm not joking. He would. He's an All-American football player, John, in Santa Clara.
So, his grandfather would be proud of him. Okay, is that not enough? You know, my grandpa, a guy I respected a lot, he'd be proud of me. It's like my great-grandfather, Papa. You guys have heard, some of you have heard me talk about Papa. Guy that respect the most in the world. Of any man that has ever walked the face of the earth, I do not respect anyone more than my great-grandfather, Papa. And the reason is he was a simple guy. He didn't put on for anybody. What you saw was what you got. And he never, his aspirations for life were simple. If you said, let's go squirrel hunting, it was like giving a dude a Ferrari and with a supermodel in it. You know what I mean? It was so funny. My great grandfather, if somebody came along and gave him a hookup on some watermelons, he was in heaven. You know, it was the simple things of life, and he enjoyed family, and he enjoyed telling stories, and he enjoyed, I mean, he had a full life. He lived into his 90s. And had he lived today where he could have gotten cataract surgery and a few other things, I'm telling you, this man was hardy. Well in his 90s, my grandfather, I mean, he had a cane in his 80s. But he could move around. With the surgeries they have today, he would practically be a bionic man. And God forbid he gets new knees and a hip. He might have broken the world record for the over 50-year-olds running 100. He was a hardy dude. And I just wish I'd known him when he was younger, because the stories they tell me about him are just amazing, and they're verifiable. It isn't like he tells them. Everybody tells stories about my great-grandfather, at least the ones, a lot of them are dead now, but they used to tell us stories and say, oh yeah, Steven. And whenever they mentioned my great-grandfather, was in high esteem, highest of esteem, outwork you. Outdo you, you know, and not for the sake of doing it, just that was his nature. And now we got people like Joe Biden.
My grandfather, he was an All-American football player.
He was not. That's a lie. He was, and if he were, he would have been an All-American football player when people folded up their helmets and put them in their back pocket and walked off the field. And he certainly wasn't an All-American when there were black people playing. He was an All-American when it was pansy ball with a bunch of white dudes, a bunch of farmers that thought they could play. Had never seen a dude like Jim Brown or Walter Payton. Anyway, Santa Clara's athletic records listed nobody by the name of Finnegan, who is Joe Biden's grandpa. No record of it. And they show the story that we saw, they aren't just playing around. They document. There's no record of this. But they also document that Joe Biden's been using this story for decades. Decades. He tells the same lie. Now, let me ask you, does it matter if Joe Biden's grandpa was an All-American football player while he's spinning a yarn about him? Joe Biden is essentially telling you, you know what? My grandfather would be proud of me today. I grew up, blah, blah, blah. We used to go hunting. We used to go fishing. And, you know, I don't think he ever would have looked at his little grandson at the time and said he's going to grow up and be a senator and a vice president of the president. That's all he needs for this story. But it isn't enough for the left's pathological liar in chief. And you know what? It's not a fabrication. It's not a misspeak. It's not whatever. It's Joe Biden doing what Joe Biden does, lying. It's Democrats doing what Democrats do, lying. And they lie for sport. They don't even have to lie. But in many cases, they do have to lie. As we learn from Gruber during the Obamacare thing where he says, you know, we sort of made it ambiguous so the public wouldn't really know what was going on. Because if you knew what you were going to get with Obamacare, which, by the way, is absolutely nothing, you won't want it. It's exactly right. And what's the outcome of that today? people can't even afford health care. I thought it was supposed to solve all our problems, clear out the hospitals. You know, everybody's health was supposed to improve. We're supposed to be living longer. You know what? We're not living longer. Does it surprise you at all that that Fetterman, the brain dead candidate, is so desperate that he has decided, you know what? Nobody else wants Joe Biden, but I'm going to bring Joe Biden in. How low can you go? Well, Biden low, apparently. This is what Fetterman is having to do. Bring in Joe Biden to save his campaign. Can you be more desperate in a campaign to finally succumb and say, I got to bring him in? But they asked Biden, who, let me tell you, it's the seventh sign, because I said nobody would campaign with Joe Biden, and they did. But here's Joe Biden. He's asked about being campaigning with Fetterman. Here's what he has to say.
John Fetterman is going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania. John Fetterman is going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania. But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
Not true. There's been 15. Count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
Or less?
Biden says, count them, 15. Well, I Googled it. I said, who wants to campaign with Joe Biden? The first thing that pops up, August 29, 2022, Democrat candidates are hesitant to campaign with Biden. September 1, this is NBC News, Democrat candidates hesitant. August 15, Tim Ryan unsure if he wants Biden to join him on the campaign trail in Ohio. There's not a single place where it says Joe Biden will be campaigning with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, nothing. Not even Fetterman, for the most part. Like I said, it's an act of desperation by Fetterman to want to campaign with him. But again, another lie. Name them. I would love for somebody to say, can you give us one more? But she asked, are there others that are going to join you? Yeah. Well, who are they?
Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are set to be fewer turkeys to go around this Thanksgiving.
Experts say supply will be low and prices will be higher this year. Professor David Anderson at Texas A&M saying inflation has hit bird food and transportation costs. A shooting Monday at a high school in St. Louis left three people dead, including the shooter. Interim Police Chief Commissioner Michael Sack reads from a handwritten note that the shooter left behind.
I'll read one portion from that notebook in which he had written. He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. I've been an isolated loner my entire life."
Tennis superstar Serena Williams says she's not retired. Williams previously indicated she would walk away from the game after the U.S. Open. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are in big trouble. They cannot win on a battle of ideas and battle of ideas. It's impossible. And as I said, if you listen to the news, if you absorb all the nonsense that the fake news wants to give you, you run around thinking, ooh, woe are we. We might not win the House, or we could do this and lose that or whatever. The only way Democrats win is to cheat. So if you can stop them from cheating, it's an easy win. It's an easy victory. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They are deranged. I just played you clips from Joe Biden lying about his grandfather, lying about the number of candidates who want to campaign with him. He says 15 candidates want to campaign with him. Name two. I'll give you Fetterman. And you already know his problem. He could be Joe Biden's son because he suffers from a brain malady now. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What about the mental health of the Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, who believes that the key to inflation in a healthy economy is killing babies? I can clearly see why Democrats don't want to debate, because they don't want you to see just how crazy they are. These are the people that didn't want you to know that Hank Johnson, another Democrat, a member of the Congressional Black Circus, believes that Guam, could tip over. Anyway, here's a Jim McLaughlin, a pollster, talking about why Democrats don't like to debate.
What's happened post-Labor Day is the campaigns have become more focused on issue. And you were just talking about it in terms of the debates. That's why most of these Democrats don't want to debate, because they don't want to have to defend Joe Biden's failed record. They don't want to have to defend Nancy Pelosi's failed record. And you look on an issue like immigration. What's happened? They failed. They've given us open borders. We all know what these open borders have led to. We're less safe. You know, it's hurting our economy, busting us jobs. And then how are you going to defend this record inflation that is out there right now that is just crushing the middle class?
Yeah, you're so right. Let's talk about this Reuters poll that's out today. It has Biden's approval rating at just 40%. So what does this mean for Democrats running in these close races?
That's why they don't ask him to campaign for him.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah, there you go.
You think about it. I can remember there were times, you know, they kind of challenged President Trump to go out there and campaign and whatnot during the midterms. And there was probably nobody better at getting out the Republican base than President Trump was. And you're going to see him out there in these elections. Right now, not only don't the Democrats want Joe Biden to come and campaign for them, there's really no other Democrat out there. And it's laughable when you talk about they're going to be, you know, put Mayor Pete out there. Mayor Pete, from what I'm told by my Democratic friends, would have lost if he ran for re-election as mayor of South Bend. Mm-hmm. And that's the best that the Democrats have here.
That's the best the Democrats have is Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Wait a minute, Kevin. There's Gavin Newsom. Well, let me give you a little history about Gavin Newsom, okay? Because a lot of people don't know this stuff. And when I see Gavin Newsom, here's what I think. Move over, Bill Clinton. There's a Democrat that makes you look like an Eagle Scout who is birthed by the Pope, okay? That would be Gavin Newsom. Get this. Harvey Weinstein, a name that you don't hear very much because we don't revisit these things that leftists do. Remember, Hollywood is owned by leftism. Hollywood is the most racist, sexist, whateverist you want to name outside of homophobic. It is the most racist, sexist place on the planet, and it has an exclusion. It can be that. By government order, you can discriminate in any way you want in Hollywood with freedom and dignity. You don't have anything to worry about. I don't know if you know that, but that's a fact. They can cast anybody for any role and cannot be sued. If they want to make the whole cast of Amistad white, there's nothing these silly Negroes out there can do except go, "What, man, I ain't get no job. Oscar's so white." They can do nothing. But anyway, Harvey Weinstein has been accused of rape, 2004-2005, around in and around that time. Because as we all know, if a woman is sexually assaulted, it's just kind of a, well, roughly I think it was around this time that it happened. So his accuser says sometime in 2004-2005, I was raped by Harvey Weinstein. And by the way, I'm in no way defending Weinstein. I'm in no way defending Hollyweird. I just want to bring to your attention that the institutional racism that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith talked about with Oscar So White, a.k.a. Hollywood, is born of stories like Weinstein, who, by the way, isn't the only dude who was taking advantage of young boys and girls in Hollyweird. But he's the only one that we have so far. I'd like to remind people, he's kind of like that infamous Tea Party racist. Oh, wait a minute. Except we never found him. But we did at least find one director who was screwing around with all these young girls and doing all these, sexualizing them. Sexualizing them and taking advantage of them sexually. But he's the only one. So he's been accused of rape. He says it was consensual. And by the way, it was Gavin Newsom's wife, Siebel Newsom is her name. She's from the software giant Siebel Corporation that did what they call customer relationship management software. They were huge back in the day. But this is the deal. She's supposedly Jane Doe number 4, Jennifer Siebel Newsom. And here's what's interesting. She accuses Weinstein of raping her in and around 2004-2005. So Gavin Newsom had supposedly cheated on Jennifer. Get this. And this not, I shouldn't even say supposedly. He had cheated on Jennifer Siebel Newsom, his new wife, because he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle, remember this. But he slept with his then campaign manager's wife. Yeah, see, folks, this is the governor of California who has a history of massive infidelity. And it's not a game changer. It's not something that's ruled people out. But I'm just telling you, this is his history. And he divorces Kimberly Guilfoyle, marries Jennifer Siebel, and then he's having his campaign, his gubernatorial campaign, sleeps with his campaign manager's wife, and this is just the beginning. So to get him back, apparently, Jennifer Newsom Siebel sought comfort from Harvey Weinstein. Have you seen Harvey? Yeah, it goes to show you that they don't care too much about the looks. But here's what she goes on. They say, Newsom had cheated on Jennifer when he slept with his in-campaign manager's wife. Just 2 years after being allegedly raped by Weinstein, Jennifer Siebel sought, advice from Harvey Weinstein. Siebel Newsom reached out to Weinstein, and this is writing this, for advice in a friendly manner, not something typical of a rape victim. And here's what somebody, a guy named Mark Wersman, who's Weinstein's attorney, he says, of all things, you think that a woman that is raped by Harvey Weinstein wouldn't do? It's ask him how to deal with a sex scandal. Says the fact that she comes to Mr. Weinstein for advice indicates the friendship and companionship of Jane Doe 4 and Mr. Weinstein. The defense will be that they had an affair, that they had consensual sex. Now, let me just put it this way. I'm just putting this out there as a person of logic and reason. So, you are Jennifer Siebel Newsom, and you are sexually assaulted by a Holly weirdo named Harvey Weinstein, and your husband is the governor of California, or rising star, whose aunt is head of the Democratic Party for the most part. That would be Nancy Pelosi. And you don't go to your husband and say, Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted me, and I'd like you to use all the powers that you have to make his life miserable. You don't do that. But instead, when your husband has an affair with his then campaign manager's wife, you seek the counsel of the person who supposedly sexually assaulted you. If I seem a little bit incredulous, well, it would be because I am. Now, what I'm getting at here, folks, is all you got to do, if Gavin Newsom wants to be America's next president, tell people what he's about. I mean, I know it worked okay for Bill Clinton, you know, with Hillary hiding everything, but something tells me Jennifer Siebel Newsom won't be quite as accommodating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We got tons more to talk about. AOC getting heckled. You seen this? Kamala Harris in the news. Democrats are now understanding that inflation and crime are the massive things that are going to drive this next election cycle, and they have no answer to it. We got a lot to talk about. Right now we're talking about Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who messaged Harvey Weinstein about the bad press following Gavin Newsom having an affair with his then campaign manager's wife and asking Weinstein for guidance on how to navigate the situation. Because isn't that what all victims of rape do? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. When I say victims of rape do, I'm saying don't they all go back to the perpetrator of the sexual assault and say, hey, listen, you got a minute? I got a question for you. Holy mother of Blasey Ford. Seriously, Jennifer Siebel Newsom? I don't know what the deal is. Is it pile on Harvey Weinstein week? Why would you, I mean, the dude, I don't care. Look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I hope Weinstein rots in prison. I hope they go find out all these other Holly weirdos that are doing all this sexualization and teaching it and all the transgender nonsense that they're throwing into every movie. Is there anything you can watch these days that doesn't have somebody with that's trans? A commercial for crackers. And I'm not talking about you white folks. I'm talking about like Keeblers or some, you know, the little elves. Is there a transsexual elf in our future? You can't do anything without these people just going nutty. Oh, here's another transsexual. Transsexual this, transsexual that. By the way, my son had to write a paper on transsexualism and how the boys transing into girls are dominating girls' sports. And I said, well, here's what you need to point out in your paper, is that you're not going to have to worry about women transforming into men and men complaining. We're not going to complain. Let me tell you, I'll give you a good example. Women transforming into men, you would think they would dominate the modeling industry for men, right? They would dominate it. They're already sexier than men. Theoretically, then they become men. So you would think there'd be no more male models. Well, if there weren't, let me tell you something about us dudes. We wouldn't care. We'd be like, okay, well, whatever. But let me tell you, there's not anything that a woman transforms into to become a man where men are going to be like, man, it's unfair. I can't believe they let them do that, man. They're not going to outrun us on the track. They're not going to there's not going to suddenly be a bunch of transsexual women who become men who dominate the NBA or the NFL or the NHL or the MLB or any other sport that we play, tennis or otherwise. I was having this discussion with Melissa, and she's like, well, whatever, you know, Venus Williams, does she ever play the guy? I don't know. But I know this. I heard Serena. I heard Serena Williams say with her own mouth, I can't compete with the men. She said it. Top women's tennis player ever. And she says, I can't compete with the men. So do you think if she can't, if she transfers over, gets a little more testosterone, that's what's going to do it? No, that's what would get her run off the court. She'd be a mediocre male tennis player is what she'd be. She's better off being the dominant female tennis player. Oh, by the way, for those of people that are listening on this, all this LGBT stuff, if you leave it alone, you know what we will do? We will admire people like Florence Griffith Joyner, who has the fastest woman ever on a track. She ain't faster than the fastest guy, not even close, but she's the fastest woman on a track. That's amazing. And we would celebrate that. We would celebrate the you know, Wyoming Atiases or the whomever. We'd celebrate any female, the first female to dunk the basketball. Oh, by the way, guys do it all day, every day. It isn't even a big deal. High school players dunk. We get excited when a WNBA player dunks. Really? Stuff that people do every day. But while we're on the subject, I want you to understand the reason why Jennifer Siebel Newsom is who they believe is defendant number four, who sought this advice from Harvey Weinstein, you know, her rapist. The reason why I'm on this subject and taking it into this whole area of women is they said she intends to testify at his trial in order to seek some measure of justice for survivors as part of her life's work to improve the lives of women. Interesting. Because let me tell you something. I have never heard Jennifer Siebel or Jennifer Siebel Newsom mentioned when we're talking about the women's movement. I've heard of Gloria Steinem. I've heard of Billie Jean King. I've heard of Helen Reddy. And others, Susan B. Anthony, but I haven't heard of Jennifer Siebel or Jennifer Siebel Newsom. But now they're, oh, she's going to be the one to do it. Is this Gavin's way of saying, listen, I don't want people to believe that Harvey Weinstein could actually bag my wife? Well, he did. They said, Siebel Newsom first brought up her experience with the much-accused Pulp Fiction producer in a 2017 article soon after the publication of a New York Times expose detailing Weinstein's detailing Weinstein's decades of vile behavior. So, in other words, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, after years of, you know, dealing with this issue internally, has decided to publicly come out and now do something about it. I have my suspicions. See, I think Jennifer Siebel Newsom has watched her husband, you know, come to a level of notoriety. And she's saying, you know what? I can do the same thing. And I could do it on a guy who I kind of want to, you know, get back at, because maybe he took advantage of me in a, you know, point of weakness when I was mad at Gavin over something. And that probably happened quite a bit. And even though it was consensual and I had all the powers in my hand to destroy Harvey Weinstein, I chose to do nothing. Even though we knew of his, what is it? The quote, decades of vile behavior. See, this is what these folks do. They want to kick you when you're down. But let me tell you, you better believe there are pictures of Harvey Weinstein, oh, just all throughout the little photo book at the Newsom household. Oh, yeah, here we were with Harvey at Vail. And then here we are with Harvey in Stade. And here we are with Harvey. And, well, you know, everybody with Harvey. And, oh, by the way, the woman who wants to make films and all that wouldn't have been soaked in by the elixir of Hollywood and the fact that this huge producer, director, is a guy that says, I can make this work for you. No, there's no way this woman would have fallen for that act. Well, you do know I'm Harvey Weinstein, I make movies. You don't. Yeah, no, I actually do. I make movies. Yeah, see, I don't think that conversation occurred. I don't think she was some country bumpkin who just happened to run into Harvey and say, hey, listen, what do you do for a living? I don't know. What do you do? Well, I want to be an actress. Well, I happen to be a director. I don't think that occurred. I think she already knew about him. And outside of having the family Siebel money, which was millions and millions, I mean, it was a multi-million dollar deal because Siebel got bought by a company called Oracle, in case you don't know that little history. So for lots of money. So, you know, she was already a well-established person, a moneyed person that's hanging out with the stars of Hollywood and so on. But again, as I want to reemphasize, the Democrats have their problems because the person that they want to supplant Pete Buttigieg and become the face of the party is Gavin Newsom. And it's funny when people talk to me about Trump's, they go, you know, his morals and, you know, his character. And I think to myself, really, we're going to go there? Trump's morals and his character are front and center. They've been that way for decades. He's a divorced man whose kids still come home, who still seem to love him, who come around him no matter what. I'm talking about with all of his wives. All of his kids are still involved. The guy doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't do drugs. The guy, you'd think he was a Mormon. But he's not, thank God, because we got Mitt. We don't need another Mitt Romney. Does he have his peccadilloes? Certainly. But so do you. And you people talk to me about this man's character, and I'm telling you about Gavin Newsom and his family and the savior of women, his wife, and what she's trying to do now to Harvey Weinstein, but they're saints, right?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.